ever had a situation where you faked an injury because it was being kind of wondered about by the fans of, with Michigan State this week?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, I've never had. I feel like that's just not cool to do. You know, if I'm able to play, if I'm able to get up and walk, you know, I'm able to stay out there on the field. And so I have no clue if Michigan State was actually doing that. I don't know. It seemed like some guys were actually hurt at the same point in time. It seemed like they were doing it right as our offense had momentum. But, you know, so I don't know. I can't give you a definite answer on that. So.
I'm sure you're tired of everyone talking about how you're out of the Big Ten title race, but what's your mindset now? Does it shift or is it still full speed ahead?
It's still all full speed ahead. We still got a season left. You know, it wasn't like that was, you know, the last game of the season last week. So we got to come back, rally together, and come out and try to win two games. So.
Do you feel like being a senior, it's now kind of on your shoulders to keep those young guys motivated and not feel like, well, the season's done because we can't win the title?
Of course. It's been our job, the senior's job, for the whole season, dating back when we lost to Iowa State. You know, and, you know, obviously we had fingers pointing at us saying that, oh, you lost to Iowa State, really not that good or whatnot. But as a senior's job is to keep team morale going, saying the season's not over. We still got to come out and practice and play, you know, play for something. So,
is there any one thing about their offense that really stands out to you?
Just that the guys are quick. The offensive linemen are quick. They're really not that big. They're more of a, I guess, type of a, I want to say like a spread team. Spread you out, then they're running in between tackles or try to beat you with speed outside. So something that we just got to prepare for in practice.
I know that they've used two quarterbacks quite a bit. Does that change, I guess, the preparation during the week as far as what you guys want to do?
I'm not sure. Obviously, it's Tuesday, so I really don't know the game plan as of right now, what the coaches are thinking. But I'm sure it's just going to be, you know, we're just going to have to prepare for both. When one gets in, I'm sure one of us more of a passing quarterback, whereas the other one's more of a running quarterback. So we just have to adjust during game time. So,
Rod, if you team was running a no-huddle offense, I mean, Northwestern did this last year. A couple of teams did this last year. Now that you've seen what you've seen on Saturday, would you think about, oh, man, my knee hurts and then fall on the turf? So, would you allow yourself to do that?
No. Me personally, I wouldn't. But as I said before, I really can't comment on this.
I know.
Okay.
But do you see how a football team would think, hey, there's no flag for that? No.
I mean, I guess so. But myself personally, I guess I just have more respect for the game. And, you know, coming here, you know, it's just something that you're not taught to do. You know, you get up and you play the next play no matter what happens. So.